Welcome to Dear Late Bloomers. Welcome, Yin.
Welcome, Yin. And welcome to Dear Late Bloomers. Today we talk about breakdowns.
Yeah, is it a breakdown? It's
influencer breakdowns?
I guess it is, but it's not in a very bad way. Like, usually when we say YouTuber breakdown, it's like a tantrum, but this one was just...
So this is about Vern and Vernice opening up about wanting to quit.
Ni Vernice.
Because very recently when Vernice was in Brazil for a cover shoot, she was actually feeling really down.
Yes.
And just not herself.
And she wanted to quit.
Yes.
And then they were saying, oh, it's also because you have so much downtime. She had a chance to question what she was doing.
Yes.
And she felt bad about it.
Yeah, I think she felt a mixture of guilt for feeling that way.
It's funny that the word guilt never came up on their video.
Oh, wala day.
Wala.
She just said she felt bad, but I feel like she...
Or maybe she did, but maybe once. They never referred to it as guilt. You feel guilty for feeling bad about what you have right now, which is very privileged.
Oh, when you
have a cover.
Yeah. But you work hard for it.
Yeah.
So, ang ako initial kwan was like, reaction was, why is she feeling this way? I wonder if she's feeling like she doesn't deserve it, or this is
not what she wanted.
Not she want. Or maybe she doesn't realize it yet that this may have been what she wanted
before.
But now that she's reached parang the pinnacle of being an influencer, it's like,
time to move on.
Yeah. Parang I actually have other things that I want to do.
Like study abroad, which she keeps very repeating, clearly says
she wants to quit and study abroad.
Yeah. And what's funny to me now, just looking at it from this point of view, because before, if I watched it maybe a few years when I'm younger, hindi siguro na ako siya makatch. Pero the fact that she said she wanted to go abroad, it was a very, very clear, parang, verbal expression of what's on her mind and what's making her feel bad. Because, all right, there's these covers, you have a business, you have a YouTube channel, but that's not what I want.
Yes.
I want to do something else. And maybe na'y pressure around her to continue doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, maybe she's feeling that she can't leave this all behind because it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It means leaving her world.
Yeah.
Your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's what's really parang making her fearful.
Yeah, so I think it's good that you said fearful because it really is a combination of guilt and fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's making her anxious right now.
Yeah.
Murag mo na kung gakakitaan na Vern was saying na it's a phase, and yes, it's true, but I think it's important to recognize na ano mangoy clues kung siyang gusto buhaton.
Yeah.
So, dili pwede na i-ignore lang niya.
No, it's just like a crisis.
A crisis. But like, where she'll get over it. Yeah. Anna?
Like, where is that crisis coming from in the first place?
Yeah.
Parang, I know that everyone goes through it, but actually, you just don't go through it once.
Like, randomly.
Randomly.
Newsflash.
Newsflash, it's actually a cycle, and it happens to you once every, I don't know.
Few years.
Or,
pag na yung big life changes, or...
Yeah, or you feel
you
like...
Grow you grow up.
You're growing, and you need to go towards a different direction.
Uh-oh.
And there's one thing that my counselor actually told me, na your dreams can change and it's okay for it to change.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, I think, were we gonna talk about katong mga advice ni Vern?
I guess to preface what we're going to say, this is just additional. I mean, what Vern said was right, na it's a phase. It's time to question. It's like you have time to question what you actually really want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to surround yourself with good people. Ano pa to yung ingon?
Don't make harsh. I think she meant rash.
She meant rash. Decisions. Harsh decisions. Like, don't rush to murag maghimo na din kag decisions
or like away. Really jumping in the gun.
Na she was saying to look at pros and cons, may mm-hmm. na. Pero we just wanted to add to that cuz some more concrete steps.
Yeah. Sige, like kana be more concrete when she said don't make rash decisions, like weigh the pros and cons. If Vernice really verbalized that she wanted to study abroad, then she can start researching, like, what does she want to study? Yeah. What is the process? Small steps. Like, can she apply now?
Uh-oh.
And if she gets approved, she can take, like, what, 3 months, a month course in London?
Oh, mapaginay number one. So, a lot of people feel that way, but in this particular case, they actually have the financial resources
to do it.
To do whatever they want to do.
Yes.
I mean, let's get real now. So, like, parents who have the means. And they've also built their own business,
yeah.
Diba? So nasa lang savings. And if Vernice is feeling overwhelmed, she can just start researching for a school. That is yeah. so. That's almost like gamay ra kay siya na action, but it will help her more clarify. Na mag ay mo ba gid yung gusto?
Yes. Kay, action brings clarity.
Oh, action, engagement.
Because once you start doing the actions, like you will start questioning. Diba? Yeah.
You need to stop just thinking and planning it in your mind. Yeah. You need to do.
To do it physically.
Oh. I think ang number one.
Number one.
Kasi klaro naman gud yung giingon na gusto siya mo study abroad.
Mm-mm.
So it's like number one, unsa di mo gusto study abroad? Number two.
What can you do about it?
Yeah, what schools do you want to go to?
What
schools? I think they were talking about London. Is that where she wants to go? Check London out. What are the schools there?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what are the courses? What are the programs?
Yeah. Can you take a 3-month course? Can you just take some, you know?
Yeah, like a 1-month, I don't know,
kanang workshop. Wala pa kaayoy
commitment.
Na di pa kay decide to apply.
Yeah, but you can just, you know, see how it goes and see how it feels.
And the fact that they travel a lot, that's actually something doable for them and for their financial status. Kaya na niya
buhato. Yeah. She can still...
And she doesn't have to get rid of everything
right away. She doesn't have to say goodbye to everything right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number one is concrete steps.
Concrete steps.
List down concrete steps. Number two.
Kana. I think number two is katulad mo knowing na your dreams or ambitions can change.
So,
because you may have said na, oh, I want to quit. I want to move to London. And then when you're there, you realize na,
dili.
This is not the thing that I want. It's okay. At least you don't
have to beat yourself up.
And then you clarified sa imo self na, oh, I was just running away from something. Or maybe I was just like, this was just one of the solutions that I thought of. Maybe I can think of something else.
So, mga number two, murag ka nang loosening your definitions of what you want.
Yeah.
Especially karon na unclear pa ang things, right? Your Na-ay actually nag-comment sa ila na self-discovery ka muna.
Uh-oh.
And you'll be surprised mo tong comment. And that person was actually 40 years old. She said so in her comment. So, I think, insightful siya na thing. Na imo sang tagani mo self og chance
to figure out
what it is.
Yeah.
And, number three, connected siya sa taking action. This one, you can do it sitting down, not doing anything. Like, mura kang ga-plan, but actually plan and see unsa imong resources, di ba? Like, how much is studying? How long do I need to be there? Like, kanang mura actual, real things na. Like, how much imong i-spend, then how long do I have to be not doing a YouTube channel to pursue this? More, just make more lang siya og
playbook
or timeline to see it visually. Para kabalo ka what your other life might look like.
Mom like said, give me a timeline with a maximum spend and minimum spend.
Oh yeah,
something like that.
Because things will come up and clarity again.
Because
honestly, to give advice right now of what she needs to do exactly is hard because she's the one who's gonna know eventually, but she needs to start
doing something.
Nga dili lang bitaw siya mo sit down and be like,
I don't know what to do.
But But which I guess number four is see a therapist. Because she can afford it.
See a therapist. And it's not just... It's actually... I'm basically... I see a therapist.
Mm.
It's really good for you. Because even if you're not... like mentally ill.
Uh-oh.
It's more like guidance.
Yeah, it's more like going to your doctors for a checkup.
Yeah, basically they... You know, they organize your thoughts for you and lead you towards a conclusion.
And they're professionals and ano sila ka ng third party.
Third party, so detached sila.
They objective, don't know you.
Ilang views.
Yeah. Because your family will have a stake magod sa imong mga decisions.
Especially with her, kay she's in a partnership with Vern.
Yeah.
So, I know Vern would want the best for her sister, but ang iyang stake magod is kaning business nila together ang ilang identity China. As a brand. So of course she'd want Vernice, I think, to parang get over it and realize na this is what I wanna do.
Yeah. But sometimes it might not be the same magod as your experience.
Yeah.
And then like put if you're Vernice's boyfriend. Because lahi pwede mo say, like, she goes away, so mag-long-distance relationship may. Vernice has to figure out what she actually wants without
all those pressures.
She's gonna consider them. Pero marag,
she has in to a vacuum. Figure it out.
And then your therapist.
Therapist will help you take out all those unnecessary na mga thoughts or fears and anxieties. Yeah. It really helps us in. Even like, I think I had three sessions.
Mm-mm.
Not very intense. Mm-mm. Intense. Yeah.
Another suggestion that I noticed in the comments was to go on a social media break. What do you think about that?
I think that helps.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it lessens the voices.
It lessens. Maybe I can't really say for sure. Because I'm not an influencer. So, I don't know unsa ang weight sa ila sa social media. Because ako, if I take a social media break or not...
No one's gonna...
And it's not really gonna matter so much to me. Because in terms of lifestyle...
And income.
And income, like... wala gid siya'y consequences.
Mm-mm.
Like, even sa akong... Maybe before, obsessed ko sa social media. Mm-hmm. Remember, I need to look good. Or like, kung caption. Pero karon kay Marbita, it's just a thing that I do if I'm bored.
On the side,
like, okay, I'll update it.
Yeah. It doesn't hold much weight.
Yeah. So, depende sa ila. Maybe that will be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they do go on trips, but ang ilang mong trips kay Marag,
laag
na ay social media involved. So maybe they can go on a trip na dili siya.
It's not for anyone.
It's not for anyone. It's not for content. Just like somewhere in a happy place na you can just be yourself and you don't need to post anything.
Yeah.
Or like you forget about posting.
You forget. Like you forget. Totally forget. You're so busy.
Yeah, you're so busy. So find something like that na place for you or a... Yeah.
Okay, so I know this is all unsolicited advice, but I just wanted to ask you, because they were talking now, this is quarter life crisis, and what can you say about that idea about a quarter life crisis?
Oh, I think I said it sa start.
Sa start.
Oh. Na it usually happens siguro in the quarter.
Like your
first
crisis.
But actually, it happens. Even way before, when you're in college and you're like, kani ba course na gusto? You know, like it really, more ga-escalate lang siya. Or,
I guess it's, what you feel, more siya tumultuous time before making a decision.
When you're growing up, mangod, when you're growing up, you're also kanang learning a lot of things and you're figuring yourself out. So, a lot of things na kanang gipot on sa imo by society, you're kind of shedding it.
Yeah.
So, yung imong mga decisions, mag feel na ko ang kumangyara na quarter life crisis or the crisis, kay Mark, it's more like the fight ang imong
inner self
versus ang outer self na
ginahatag sa society.
Oo. Na Mark, you thought was supposed to be.
Mark, sa uban na, oh, di gid sila gusto mo doctor, but because society wants them to be some rich ass doctor or lawyer.
Yeah.
But then gusto din sila ma artist. That's just an example. Pero ano?
Like a lot of people go through life sleepwalking. One whole term sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. Like you don't really question your straight path.
Oh, okay. Grade one, grade two, grade three. And
then, college. Okay, maybe you have a college boyfriend, you get married. Mm-hmm. And then you have kids, and then you're like, suddenly, holy shit, I'm like, this is not the life I wanted for myself, but this is what everyone did. So I think, yeah, among crisis, they always come, like, it doesn't choose an age.
Yeah, it doesn't. Maybe for them, because they lived a very kind of happy and sheltered life. Magkaroon lang gagawas when they're making their own decisions for their businesses, their careers. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. It will come back when you have kids, when you go through a divorce or diba, whatever.
Like every crisis, as long as you learn from them, pag when you reach the next crisis, which is mas aware na ka. Mas aware ka, mas naka self awareness. Mas you don't see things in hindsight anymore. Mag you're seeing things as they happen and then you make better decisions. And I think you feel stronger.
Since you feel stronger, mag nana pud sa imong mind na, okay, I can make this decision, but it doesn't have to, like, ruin my life forever. You're scared of making the wrong decision, but actually, once you make a decision, murag, pag naka-experience, crises, murag ma-realize mo nga, I make this decision, and these are the consequences of the decision, but it doesn't have to define the rest of my life. Because I think she's worried na if she leaves, what will happen?
Mawala tanan.
No, like you can go back or you can do something different.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop there. I think sa Filipino pud na mindset, even if they're rich,
yeah,
very closed off tana. After you choose a path, you think you're just gonna stay on that path forever.
Yeah.
Murag, you feel so closed in na di ka get out. But actually, na kay opportunity
to
change. Uh-oh.
All or nothing, magud kita.
All or nothing, kita.
That's not true. The end of the world. Yeah. You can still go back. Yes, you might not have the same, say, clout when you come back because quiet na. But if that's what you want to do, then it's not gonna change.
Honestly, pag nakasagawas of that, it's so simple. No?
Like, this is coming from us, from, you know, because we moved to Canada, it was...
Big kasi na crisis.
No, I meant to say na because we moved more, mas niwide na ng atong perspective. So I think coming from us na we were raised in the Philippines, we grew up there, but then we moved to Canada and we have this mas na shift atong perception of things. So it's easier for us to see that there's
other options.
You can be. So, like, you can be multifaceted and you can have different
paths. Mura manggod siyag na tagaan, tag another perspective of another culture.
Yes, exactly.
So,
Because here, like, how do I say it? Here, people who work in
retail
or who work in restaurants, they have other lives.
Yeah, they're not just a waiter na imong pwede
kasabaan. Like, that's not their
identity.
Sa Philippines, mangod kay murag, ha, sales lady ka? Murag, that's it. That's your career path.
That's what nothing, you're good for.
You're nothing else. Mm-hmm. But because lahi kaayo ang world, Dani.
Yeah.
Murag, you're more than just your job or your title here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Napag-iapon ang mag-lockdown. On menial jobs or certain jobs, but the kadaghanan manggod, even like the middle class people, so many of them before going to university, before deciding on their path,
they went through it
through service jobs or whatever they wanted to do. So murag mas naa sila insight
and because they had freedom of choice, murag wala sila na scared of na kinahanglan na straight path. Or you can change. Ako madumduman na ani kay si Ala Paredes. Na she had the fame. Model siya, VJ siya, and she was saying na at 23 na siya condo of her own. But then they moved to Australia and it was like
nothing. Wala siya. She's nobody there.
She's nobody.
Nag-Starbucks
siya. Nag-barista siya. Even if ni graduate siya illustration school with and honors, bright siya. She couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
Raise my hand here.
But now she's, di ba she's an English teacher? English and she enjoys teacher, it.
She loves it. Yeah.
She's still an artist.
Aside from her job as an English teacher, ga-exhibit siya, ga-act siya mga plays.
Yeah.
Like, ga-teach siya barista skills and students. Aww, diba? So, and she, gi-design niyang life.
Yeah.
So, for me, okay, we're the best example of you can be
whatever.
Oh, more than just your job.
Because in the Philippines, I think kusog kita mo look down on other people, and kusog pud kita mo praise just based on occupation.
Rigid kita views on career.
Oh.
Namarag, if kana na yung decision, yeah, nagid ka na pa. Hindi na ka pa na mo switch.
Yeah.
Marag, that's it for your entire life. You should go.
And they didn't
shock her.
And which includes ano po, the unfortunate thing na dili kay ta hilig sa continuous learning.
Oh yeah.
Cause more it ends. Your learning ends. Basta ano nakadako-dako na ka sa whatever.
Uh-oh.
You know everything.
But people don't take continuous learning.
Yeah. So I guess ang part sad sa fear ni Bernice is fear of failure, siguro, because wala mang good said siya kabalin sa yung buhatan kong. She just wants to go abroad, but then, yeah. she fails her business. I don't know, Mark.
What if she fails? What if going abroad means losing ka na lagi everything?
Social capital, food, influence, diba?
She has not, well, I wanna say nothing, but, like, when she moves to a city, nobody knows her.
She has to make new friends.
That's fear of starting over. But
yeah.
Oh my God. It takes a lot of
courage.
Yeah.
So I think, small steps lang yun. Just small research steps. The damn schools.
Yeah. Like, ako gibuhat sa ako, diba, mar nagtake kong exam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, I don't know what to do with my life. And then, so nagtake kong exam. An entrance exam for like this program in school. Pasar ko with fine. Thank you. That's so great. That's flex. Kuan. Pasar ko and then I'm like, now na kinahanglan na mag-enroll. I'm like,
Defer.
Like, pwede mag-defer.
Kasi
na ko yung gusto buhat dun sa.
Yeah.
And so, mas na-clarify sa ako. Because if I didn't do that, feeling na ako continuous lang ko na mag-tralala.
Yeah. Ako, but I wanna lessen my work days, which I'm gonna do in a few months. It's just busy lang gid ni karon. But I just started to apply for to take classes for a possible career shift.
Yeah.
And for me, sige, take it slow lang. Dili na ko apurahon ang results, but just taking the steps. But of course, there was a lot of desperation behind the scenes, just so you know.
That's true. Like, and it is really stressful.
Yeah, it's
like tumultuous. Just tumultuous siya, okay? Life, mag-switch mong good ka o gears.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. Oily na akong gear.
Ay! And honestly, maingon lang na mo ka, Bernice, kay daghan kay siya resources. Because kami, we also have to consider our financial
resources.
Yeah. Mong good. We can't just quit anything, okay?
Yeah. Like,
we cannot live.
That's so true. Like, me, akong gusto, di ba, mag-defer ko because I need to do this other thing. But to do this other thing, I have to stay here and work as a salesperson.
So you can save money.
So I can save money. Whereas Bernice can just freaking quit.
Yeah, she can.
And fly to London to visit the Queen.
Exactly.
And
if she doesn't want, okay, but we're not that rich or blah, blah, blah. She doesn't want to depend on her parents. She can borrow from her parents and then repay it.
If you have an option, take it.
Yeah, if you have those resources, honestly, I know kanang murag mga haters kay mga privileged talaga. But actually, if you have the resources, use it. Yeah, to your advantage. Kaysa ma-depressed ka lang forever.
True.
Use your money for a therapist.
Use your resources.
Use your resources. Yeah. And that is it for quarter life crisis that will...
It's just not a quarter life crisis. It's a whole life crisis.
Yeah, it's an ongoing... Gulong ng palad nga, gulong ng palad.
Ah, nakoy last.
Oh, unsay mo last.
Kanang, di ba ang crisis period bang good? Kasi di ba merg you're in limbo. Mm-hmm. So merg you're not doing what you want yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also not where... We're nagi ka sa middle of things.
Kasi nakaganahan. Gusto
ni mo sa mo past, i-leave na nimo. Pero wa pa ka dito. So merg it siyang maapura. Ay, kanang malain na mong feeling.
Uh-huh.
But actually, it's okay to be happy while you're in the waiting.
Oh, area. Thank you. Be happy while you're in the
waiting area. While you're in the waiting area.
Magbasa-basa ka.
Yeah, look forward to that period na maka-abroad na ka, mag-school ka dito, but enjoy the process. It's okay to enjoy the process.
How do you enjoy the process ako? If you're in limbo?
Lalandi, charot.
Pwede, option, option.
Option. Ako kay, I think, how do I don't know. I think ako mong good, like specific mong good akong steps for myself. Like ako nag-switch ko jobs.
Okay.
So akong job kidili stressful. Like wala siya yung mental weight sa ako. So I enjoy that. Like
ga podcast ta.
Yeah.
Like what are the things you enjoy doing just like by yourself? Like kanang currently lang whether or not you have you're doing your dream or not. Kanang things that just give you joy every day. Just do those things while you're waiting.
Thanks.
Diba?
Mm.
Like, unsa pa? Anong gawin mo ano?
I travel a lot to see
my friends. Yeah, travel to see your friends.
I spend my money to see my friends.
Yeah. I eat food. I cook.
Yeah, I eat out once in a while. Mapadeliver ko.
Mm.
I watch my K-dramas.
Yeah, K-dramas! Oh my gosh, why did we forget K-dramas?
Like,
K-dramas is such...
Like, the ordinary things that you do in life that gives you joy.
Yeah.
That you don't have to agonize over things.
Yeah. Maybe you can watch a beautiful... This is my second life.
First!
Fuck, this is my first life day.
So this show called... This is my... Because this is my first life. It's a nice K-drama. Oh, I was gonna... Mag-rant ako about K-dramas. Na mga Pinoy hilikis lang ka ng mga great love. Mga
we need to talk about
cinematic
this.
Shit. And then I'm like, but they don't really have a story.
Okay. You're right. Wala sa story. Puro kilig effect lang. Kilig effect.
Ug scenery.
Scenery. So, example is Descendants of the Sun. Nga, wag ko kasabot ka nung ganahan kay sila.
Ug ang goblin. Like,
ko goblin. I'm like, I'm not there. A few scenes in, a few episodes.
Four episodes in, nagin ko din ako kayang kung unsay story sa goblin. Like, unsay lang goals. So, sa script writing, it's like, you have to have, your character has to have a goal. But there's these two people and wala lang. Isa kay lost lang siya na general na forever eternally alive.
Di ko ganahan. Dili siya. And then, dili na sila driven sa character.
Wala yung car. Oo. Fate driven kay siya.
Fate. Mura na itong dili ganahan na K-drama. Masyadong Filipino ka nang mura-rely sa fate.
Oo.
Sa gods.
Mga inutil.
Inutil yun. Kaya ka-decide. Murag, oh, you're my destiny. Ganyan lang.
Oo.
Iko ganaan.
Muna, I like crash landing on you. Kung baga medyo fluff-ish siya. Pero siya, naman yung siya goal. Huwag na siya story. Ang isa, gusto siya mabalik sa South Korea. Ang isa, gusto ginitabangan. Pwede sila mapahamak. So, murag.
So, try to
get. So, na siya story.
Na-board mo, God.
Na-board ka.
I'll give it another chance.
Yeah. And parating na thwart ang kanyang attempts to go back to South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Muna. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So while they were there, nagka-inlaban sila.
Okay. Sige.
So na siya story.
Okay.
From Descendants of the Sun came. Wala ko kasabot.
Hindi ko nag-dramatic lang.
Dramatic ka kayo. Anyway, I know.
So that is it. Thank you, Vern and Vernice, for the idea of this episode.
And I really hope they... I know. I really like those two, by the way.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They're nice girls.
No.
I feel bad for Vernice because she was like naiiyak lang the entire video. I can sense her depression.
Yeah,
desperation.
Pero kafeel ko ana gid sa una.
Yeah,
it's.
But I think yana akong face katong last year sa akong old job. Right.
Yeah.
She will get through it.
Manami.
Thank you so much and goodbye.
Bloomers. Late bloomers.
Okay, bloomers.
Bye.